Hi there. You're listening to the Voice with Action podcast. I am your host, Deb Balico.
And I am Rebecca Pratt, co-founder and president of Orphan Relief and Rescue. Tune in to be awakened and inspired to take action towards what you were created to do in this world, to live fully alive.
Welcome to the Voice with Action podcast. By the time you all are hearing this podcast, it will be the end of the year. This is our closing podcast for 2025. And our heart behind this podcast is really, truly always to inspire you to be wowed by God and to have an encounter with God. So we wanted to touch on in this podcast, you know, just one tool that our staff uses to really set off the year, asking God, you know, what is it that you think of me? And do you have a word for me this year? And so we're going to share with you kind of something that we as a staff do. We always take a spiritual time together and seek the Lord, but we don't want to leave you without an update on West Africa. So we have a recent update, end of the year update. So Rebecca, do you want to start with an update of what's going on in the field?
Yeah, I just got a great report that we have all of our permits ready for Community Freedom Center number 5 to start construction. So that's huge. And it was a woman who donated that. Her two sons have passed away and she would like to have us name that in honor of her two sons. So number 5 is fully funded by this very generous woman who, yeah, just wants to bless all these precious children and families in that community. So that's a big praise report. And I got kid report.
Curious, yeah. Before you jump into the kid report, I'm wondering with this 5th Freedom Center, I know we can't name the village because we've shared lots of stories about different villages. Can you give us a little context of which village this is that this Freedom Center is going into?
Yes. So this is the village where we last year had 35 kids come back from being trafficked. It was a new village area and it has surprised us incredibly. The chief of the village wants only Jesus preached in this village, no more idol worship. He is just doing whatever he can to facilitate us helping as many kids as we can and families. But he really does have a relationship with Jesus and he wants to do whatever he can to bring us in. And so, yeah, and all of his elders are on board. This is going to be really a game changer for, I feel like, this whole area. I was doing a prayer walk around this property a couple trips ago, and I really felt like the Lord just prompted my heart, like I got this sense, like this is going to be the hub of all this area for Jesus. And every single person is going to come to Jesus in this area because of what's going to happen in that particular way.
Yeah, I love it. Is this the same area that back in 1957, someone came and shared Jesus?
Yes.
Yeah. And so the seed was planted how many years ago? And I just still think that that's such a beautiful testimony of God's faithfulness, you know, that someone came and planted a seed. And look, you know, how many years later now it's, wait, it wasn't 1957. It was 1960.
The 67.
57. Yeah, 1960. Yeah. So it was 57 years ago. Right. I just think that's beautiful.
1968.
Yeah. Right. 1968, 57 years later, this is the fruit from that seed that was planted. And I just think that that's beautiful how the Lord intertwines our lives and is just so faithful with even the service of that individual who had a heart to reach this community.
And in that particular community, almost every single family has trafficked at least one child, if not numerous children. So it's a completely incredible thing that's going to be happening. It's already taking place, you know, the rescue missions. But just the whole culture of this abusive practice is going to be stopped as well. And yeah, we're excited.
Yeah. Oh, that's really cool. Okay, so what about the kids? You said there was also an update with...
Yeah, so there was 3 children that were sent away to what they call a spiritual retreat. And that means they're going in with their idol worshiping church off for a week or two. It's where the priests the voodoo priests of those, I don't even want to say what kind of churches they are on air, but they're really pretty terrible in the abuse of children. But they pay the parents a certain amount so that they can spiritually take over that child's body and soul. So this family sent three of the children. The children were on our program. So our monitors immediately saw that they were missing at school, went and did research, which is what our monitors do. That's what part of the money that people send in to take care of these kids takes care of the salary of those monitors. So she saw three kids were missing, a sister and two brothers, went to the home, found out this mother had sent them on this spiritual retreat for the week. And she said, that's illegal. You cannot send children out of school for a spiritual related situation. And how we have to do that, it's you have to do it very carefully, because obviously we can't tell them, you know, we don't want you doing this because it is their religious practice. And that religious practice isn't illegal, but taking them out of school is illegal. So that's the part that we can say, hey, it's illegal for you to take your child out of school for these religious practices. So you need to get your child back immediately. And they said, no, they'll come back next week, you know, next Tuesday. And she says, no. And,
well, isn't it also illegal to force them into certain rituals, you know, especially if it involves cutting or, you know, if it involves harming their body in any way?
Yeah. So if it's a cutting, it's illegal. So they can't harm their body physically, but there's nothing illegal about the spiritual part because of the country that that's in. But yeah, so how we can get them on is just, you can't take them out of school. And obviously, if they come back with a mark of some sort that where they've been sliced and diced, then we can get them, you know, prosecuted for something like that. So this monitor literally put pressure on this mom, said, if you don't have your child back by tomorrow, you know, we're going to get the police involved. And of course, the mother doesn't want to go to jail. And so she, you know, is working to get her child back. But I'm just so proud of our monitors. They're just on it. And they are like literally doing roll call every day with these schools. And, you know, with 696 kids in the village areas on our program, we have eight monitors. And maybe six monitors, because two of them are in several villages. But it is a job, and they're doing a phenomenal job. So yeah, I was really proud of, you know, that particular monitor and all the other ones. You know, there was numerous stories in my reports of just making sure kids aren't resold, and parents that don't have that natural affection for their children yet because they don't know Jesus yet. And that's the key to their changing this cultural abuse, really, of their area, is coming to Jesus, which changes everything, changes their hearts towards their kids, and actually gives them that natural affection that God created us to have for our children. This comes into play. Yeah.
Yeah. I do love how our monitors care so much for these kids beyond just, you know, are they in school? Are they being fed? Like, they care for their heart and well-being. And even one of our lead monitors, you know, she was trafficked when she was little, when she was young.
Yeah.
And that's how she survived. And that is part of her motivation for saving these children, because she knows what they're experiencing firsthand, you know, and she doesn't want them to experience that same abuse.
Yes.
So, Rebecca, any other updates before we move into our...
I think that's good for now. We'll have more in the new year.
Okay, great. So, Rebecca, I'd love for you to guide us kind of through... So these are questions that our staff does every year. So we were recently just together at the beginning of December. We took a whole day and spent time with the Lord, and we asked God these specific questions, and it's pretty much setting us up for the new year in our own personal heart and life. And we're going to share these in the show notes, just in case there's anyone out there who is looking for a New Year's resolution or just looking for a refreshing way to start off their year. We've been doing this as a staff at least consistently for the last, I would say, 6 or 7 years. And I was just telling Rebecca, like, I have journals filled with my word from the Lord for the year. And I want to go back and look at those and just see, because every year it really is amazing how it guides me through that year and sets me up and gives me perspective no matter what the year might bring. So I'm going to task myself with going back and kind of having a collection of those. So we include a word from God or a song or a theme. And so anyway, Rebecca, could you guide us through this?
I love starting off the year with a word from the Lord so that we can just be fresh and excited. For me, it makes me excited. Like, ooh, what's the Lord going to do with this word, you know? And it is. It's taking time aside. And for me, I love doing it with the retreats with my staff or stateside. And I do this at women's retreats. I do this at different luncheons that I am a part of. I love guiding people into hearing from the Lord personally, because when we sit and we take some time to really hear from the Lord, this is what changes us. And not only changes us, but it gets us excited and anticipates what the Lord's going to do for these next seasons that we have before us. So the new year is always great. If you don't have a journal, go get a journal or something to write with, because you're going to want to kind of know how to do this. But also, like Deb said, they'll be in the show notes. The way I start off these guiding people through just learning to hear from the Lord is I tell them to, you know, find a quiet place and just take some moments to just clear your thoughts from the day, because we have crazy things going on through the day and our minds are full. And to just sit in quiet and just to relax our mind is difficult. So I say first, just take some time to just relax your mind and tell the Lord you're giving everyone and everything to Him. And you just sit in silence. And sometimes you have to name off what you're giving to Him. I'm giving you this person. I'm giving you that person. I'm giving you that thought. And I'm releasing it to you, releasing it. And then you just sit in quiet a little bit longer, and then you ask the Lord some pointed questions. The first question that I say to take just 5 minutes for, because I don't want you to overthink it, is that Jesus is trying to show you how much He loves you throughout the day. All through the day, He is telling you how much He loves you. He's trying to get your attention through the beautiful sunsets or nature around you, or you know, your child said something sweet to you, and little things that the Lord is trying to constantly show you how much He loves you through all different circumstances around us. But we're rarely in a posture to listen and to receive it because of our busyness and our scattered thoughts throughout the day. So this is a time where I say, just take just 5 minutes. And after you've cleared your head, then you just ask Jesus this question. You say, Jesus, what do you think of me? And sit in silence. You know, I tell you to take a piece of paper and write down the first thoughts that come to mind. It may be a one word, it may be a sentence, or a picture that comes to mind. One of these times I was doing it with the orphanage kids of 61 kids, and I sent them all off. And then I thought, well, I'm going to do this too. So I go in my hot, hot room. My fan wasn't really working real well. And I'm laying there in my bed just trying to quiet my thoughts. And as I'm laying there, my window was open and a cool breeze came through. And I was like, oh, that feels good. And I felt like the Lord was just speaking to my heart as this cool breeze comes through and feels so good. This is how, when you're walking in sync with me, this is how I feel about you. And He feels that about us, whether we're walking in sync with Him or not. But it's the cool breeze feeling of that, oh, wow. And I literally, when the cool breeze hit me, I was like, oh, wow, that felt so good. And the Lord just literally immediately was like, this is how I feel about you. You're a cool breeze to me. And like in a hot, when it's very hot and sweaty, you're like a cool breeze of refreshment to me. And then I just got teary-eyed. And I was like, ooh, that's powerful. It's like, thank you, you know, and I wrote it down. Now, the second thought that comes to mind is that was just you thinking that up. That really wasn't the Lord. So I say, ignore that second thought. The third thought that comes to mind is the enemy that doesn't want you to be able to receive from the Lord. And so the third thought that comes to mind is usually, oh no, you definitely did not hear from the Lord. You're making all of this up. So you ignore the second and the third thoughts. Now, if that first thought that you got wasn't a beautiful thought. It was a condemning thought or something that was not out of God's character to say, or it was a disciplinary thing or something like that. I always say envision, like for me, I envision like my granddaughter coming to up to me, my little 5-year-old granddaughter saying, "Mimi, how much do you love me?" And I'm not going to take that time to tell her, "Oh, you were naughty yesterday." No, I'm going to tell her how much I love her, how beautiful she is, how I'm so proud of her. And I'm going to tell her all those things, whether or not she did something wrong to maybe hit her brother, you know, a few minutes before. I'm not going to even mention those things, because she's asking me, how much do I love her? And I am going to take that moment to shower her with my love, because that's God's heart. And that's the same way that the Lord is with us. We're his children. He's proud of us. And if we're not in sync with the Lord, or we're doing stuff that we know the Lord isn't proud of us in, that's not the time he's going to discipline us when we're asking him what he thinks of us. This is the time he's going to shower us with beautiful things of what he really thinks of us and how much he loves us. And so that's the first exercise that I love. And I say 5 minutes.
Yeah. Yeah. I remember, I'll give an example for myself. I remember a few years ago, when I did this, I was sitting on the beach and I was trying to, you know, I pretty much had to calm my thoughts. I wrote all my thoughts out. And then I was like, okay, God, what do you think of me? And I felt like it was kind of like, well, what do you see? And I was like, well, I'm sitting on the beach. I'm looking at the waves, and the waves are just like this steady, you know, up on the shore. And I was like, well, I see the waves. And he's like, okay, well, what are the waves doing? And I'm like, well, they're calm and steady. And he said, yeah, that's what I think about you. And I was like, wait, no. I was like, you're calm and steady, not me. I don't feel calm and steady. You're calm and steady. And then it did go into kind of that accuser of like, no, look at all the things that you do that makes you not calm and steady, you know? So it's the exact pattern that you said, where it was the encouraging word, then the doubt, then the accuser. And so then the Lord kept bringing it back to my mind. No, you are calm and steady because you have me inside of you. And that is what you reflect to the world, is me. And you are calm and steady because of me in you. And that is how other people see you.
I love it. Yeah. So take 5 minutes and don't take longer, because you'll overthink it. And if you don't get it within that 5 minutes, then do it at a different time. Like, just say, okay, I'm not going to overthink this right now. I'm going to take a different time to do this. Because otherwise you obsess about it, and then it just, the Lord doesn't get through what he's trying to get through. Now, at the same time, if you're on a beautiful beach somewhere, or you're in a time where it's your day off, you know, obviously you can take more time. But yeah, so that's kind of that. And then after that, I say, you know, just spend some time thanking God for the different things in your life. Thank him for that little thing that he just showed you about how much he loves you. And thank him for all the things that you love about him. And turn it into a real intimacy time where, yeah, it just, for me, I've learned to say a lot more, I love you, Jesus. I love you. And just making it very personal. And it becomes this supernatural thing that where his spirit can touch our spirit, and it changes us, and we begin to feel his presence in that moment in our life. And it's these intimate times where I sit in the presence of the Lord, and as I'm thanking him for the different things that I'm just thankful for, it just becomes, yeah, an intimate moment that I try to practice more of. And yes, that's beautiful. Then the second thing that I like to challenge people is, after they do that, they get their word from, or their, what, how the Lord thinks of them, they thank the Lord, then it's time to get to some of the core things in our life. Is there anything, this is the question to ask, is there anything that is hindering me from living the life I know that God has intended me to live? And asking the Lord to reveal to our hearts, my heart, if there's anything that is causing me not to live in the way that I know that God wants me to live. And literally asking him that question, like, reveal to me if there's something in the way here. And so it's just taking a few moments. The Lord's usually pretty quick to reveal things to us accordingly. And then after that, it's asking the Lord, what do you want me to do about that? And how can I change or rectify what is hindering me from getting closer to you or hindering me from walking in a way that is, the way I know you want me to walk in? And it is having a journal so that you can write those things down. I call it a battle plan of what the Lord is asking you to do accordingly. And then the fourth question is, which this is one of my favorite things to do too, is that we talked about at the beginning, is asking the Lord for the word for the year. And I love how the Lord does reveal a word or a sentence or something. But for me, it's usually a word. And then asking the Lord for a song and a scripture to go with that word. And last year, it was the word came refresh. And I was like, ooh, that sounds good. And I felt like the Lord said, I want to refresh your soul. And I want you to be a refreshment to others. And I was like, okay, Lord, what does that look like? And so the Lord was like, I want you to go on this certain spiritual retreat, you know, for me personally that I'd never, ever done for myself. I'm always giving the retreats and I benefit greatly from these retreats that I give because I'm always going through the questions myself as well. But the Lord was like, I want you to be the receiving end. I want you to just physically go to a spiritual retreat and get all that I want to get to refresh your soul fully, that you're not doing this to teach others. And I was like, oh, okay, I like that. Yeah, I actually went on a retreat to Italy and did a week-long retreat there, which Italy was on my bucket list and just worked out. So it was beautiful. And then I ended up doing some, spiritual retreat with my staff. My home church here in Texas actually funded a spiritual retreat for my core executive staff. And so we were able to go somewhere on the beach and I led them through a couple day spiritual retreat, which they said it was the best time of their entire life. And, you know, they work their butts off every day, all day long. And to just set time aside for Jesus, that's just fully just to hear from the Lord. And it was really life-changing for them. And I went through these questions with them and added some life questions as well. But I ended up doing that. And then I did a little one for our employees there. And of course, I'm doing this once a year with my U.S. staff too. But yeah.
Yeah, I remember one year, I feel compelled to share this. One year, it was really profound for me because the Lord showed me this little girl cowering in the corner. She was about 6 years old, cowering in the corner. And the Lord was showing me, hey, that is you. There is some pain from that age that I really want to free you from this year. And because I had really kind of rejected anything feminine or princess or anything super girly, because I felt like it was unsafe to be a girl just because of harm from my past. And so the Lord then really said, I want you to go to counseling to help kind of work through the trauma that you experienced so that I can restore the beauty of that little girl in your life. And it was like the year of being a princess was the theme. So it was this positive theme of it was my princess year. But part of really living out being a princess was that I had to find some inner healing for that little tiny girl that wanted to be a princess, but didn't feel like it was safe to be a princess.
Love it. Yeah, it's beautiful. Yes, and that year we both got rhinestone heels for one of our events.
Right.
Quite the princess look for sure. Yeah.
Yeah. I still wear those heels and think, these are my princess heels. That was fun.
Oh, it is. You know, God goes deep with words and sometimes it takes action steps with that word. I would say most of the words are action steps that he's going to either do for us or with us or to us, or he's asking us to do it for ourselves. For you, it was getting some more counseling. For me, it was going to a spiritual retreat and implementing some of these spiritual retreats for, my staff in a greater capacity, really going more intimate. And so with the words, it usually requires us to step out in faith to do a little bit more digging into what that word is going to do with us, with the Lord. And it usually does bring some sort of healing to our lives that the Lord's trying to do that he couldn't do before, but we're in a posture to actually bring it into existence because we're hearing from the Lord of what he wants to do through that word.
I believe too that that healing, when we receive the healing, then it overflows from us into the lives of either our family members or friends or people around us. So for me, the princess year and that healing overflowed into my relationship with my daughter. And I was just able to that much more delight in my daughter and relate to her and delight in all that. She's very princess and loves all things princess. And so in this season. And so it was just a real tender time for us. It extends beyond us, which I think is also beautiful.
Yes. So, so beautiful. Love it. Yeah. So after getting that word from the Lord and a scripture and a song, then come up with three personal goals for the year that you feel like God is challenging you with. And it probably does coincide with that word that he gave you. For you, it was get counseling. For me, it was go on the spiritual retreat and implement, you know, these spiritual retreats for my staff and these other ones that the Lord was prompting me to guide them in. It's always interesting how right after asking the Lord for some personal goals, it is interesting how we are in a posture to listen for what those goals, what the Lord is trying to do for that year through those goals as well. So it kind of all goes together and it's beautiful. And yeah, I just love it. So I pray that each of you who are listening will take this time apart from, you know, with the Lord. You could just even take an hour of your time to go through these questions with the Lord, or take a day with the Lord. You know, for our staff, we really take a day of spiritual time where that whole day is focused on this, and we're processing with each other of what the Lord showed us and what we're going to do. And, you know, so maybe do this with a friend that you could keep each other accountable and talk and process this, because it's pretty deep what the Lord usually shows us when we're in a posture to listen. And I love what God does through these different things. So I think I would love to pray for each listener that, yeah, that God would really speak during this time that they set apart for the Lord. Yeah. Lord, we thank you so much for each listener. We thank you for what you're going to show each one of them, Lord. And I ask that you would go above and beyond what they could ask or imagine with speaking to their hearts, Lord, about what you want to show each of them. And I thank you for being the God who loves us so much, but who is always quick to speak when we're in a posture to listen. And I ask that you would do that for every single person that goes through these exercises. And yeah, that you would make your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven over each life. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. And happy end to 2025 and blessings on your new year. See you next week.
Yes.
Thank you for listening to the Voice with Action podcast. If you enjoyed today's episode, would you consider sharing or subscribing to this podcast and leave a 5-star review to help us grow? If you want to reach us or help us end child trafficking in West Africa, go to orphanreliefandrescue.org. That's orphanreliefandrescue.org. See you next week.